to help them grow. They don't have teeth. They can't eat meat. Milk never is, you know, I don't have this attitude. Milk is for babies, you know. I mean, you ever seen, imagine if you sat down to dinner with a group of adults and someone was pouring milk and then some guy folds his arms and says, milk is for babies. I say, well, you're like a juvenile. Milk is good. Okay? But meat is not appropriate for a baby. That's the distinction. You're only able to use milk. You know, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. The milk, you know, what is the milk? And I guess I suppose there's going to be a desire to define what is milk. And I would just simply say it is the most simplest and profitable doctrines. Faith towards God. And the things promised of faith. In fact, most of what I teach is probably milk. But among it, there's also, I suppose, more meaty things. But again, I don't think like righteousness or godliness, which to me are very lofty goals, are very meaty topics. It's something that is very simple, but also very good for you. Have faith for the obtaining of all the promises of God. And see that, if you go back to what Paul is saying in the first chapter, remember he talks about how you would come behind and no gift while you're waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The testimony confirmed. He first, you know, starts off with this, you know, and what he's saying is, you're yet carnal. There's envying, strife, divisions. You're carnal and you walk as men. You know, there's this idea in Christianity of being born again. So when you're born again, you have to grow again. And you notice that the things he mentions, carnal, envying, strife, divisions, you know, those are like the works of the flesh. So righteous, the things which lead us unto righteousness and godliness, and the most, and becoming like Christ, is not this beyond us sort of idea. It is the very milk of the word. But today, they refuse even the milk. They would say the milk is Jesus died for your sins. And that's not milk. That's like denatured milk. Or, you know what I mean? Like they've taken, it's like skim milk. It's like evaporated skim milk. It's got something in there of the truth. But it's missing. Try to give evaporated milk to a baby. Without the life in it. Without the water in it. You know, let's just give our babies evaporated milk. You'll kill them. They'll choke. They'll go dry. That's what they do when they have turned the gospel into something less than it is supposed to be. When they've curtailed it into just accept the Lord as your personal savior. Maybe they'll throw in baptism. Maybe they don't. You know, a lot of people, you know, think that it's like, well, if you get baptized, well, then I know that's, again, you can't take away from the testimony of God. Jesus Christ came. He died to deliver us from this evil world. We are not to walk like this. So at the very essence of the milk is taking us out of the carnal nature, taking us out of the flesh nature, so that we could walk, because that's what carnal means, it's the fleshly. You know, taking us into the spiritual nature. He said, I want to talk to you as to spiritual things, because spiritual is when you get beyond these envying and strife, and when you get into really walking with God. And I'm not even going to go into the more deeper spiritual. Because honestly, it's like I want to have, I think we do at times, certainly. But again, the first thing is get out of the flesh. Crucify the flesh with the affection and lust. Until we can walk like that, and not as carnal, we can't move on. We're stuck. He's saying, you know, this idea of I'm Paul, I'm Apollos, that's carnal. And he says, who are these people Paul, Apollos. Who are the apostles? Really? But they're ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. That's why, you know, I don't treat the Bible as the word of Paul, like Paul had written some great thing, but it is the word of God, right? And not that we're trying to exalt Paul in that, but we exalt the Spirit of God by which he spake, and by the which all men of God, even today, speak. When I speak something by the Spirit of God, many things that I'm saying, when it's by the Spirit of God, and those who are spiritual will discern, especially when that starts coming out, that that's the word of God. It's not the word of Paul. You know, like he says in the in one of the other epistles, you know, you received our testimony, not as it were the words of, you know, the testimony of men, but as it was and as it is indeed the word of God. I believe that was Galatians, but you can look it up. I have planted, Apollos water. See, some people begin the work. Other people sometimes have to come in and finish it. Especially when it's like an apostolic type situation where Paul is going from city to city preaching the gospel. Sometimes he'll leave a brother behind. Like in the letter to Titus, he says, you know, he'd left Titus in Crete to establish a church there. And he wrote him a letter back giving him further instructions, reminding him of certain things. So, the one that plants and the one that waters is nothing, but God is the one you really need to look to. All I'm doing is planting a seed God already created, the gospel. You know, I'm just preaching something God already made. For it to be effective, it's not because of my wisdom. Though, you know, for those that are spiritual, I want to help them grow. You know, and it's not all milk. There's meat within, you know, and you know, the idea is that we should grow. And, but God is the one, if you are able to grow, if you can get through the things I say, and actually profit in it, it's because God is giving you profiting in the word. It's because God is giving the increase. God creates the gospel. He creates the minister that brings the gospel. And he creates the growth in you. So it really doesn't make a teacher isn't much of anything. Except a minister. Which is, you know, today ministers like, oh, he's a minister. Wow, a minister. What?